Time now for your comments on yesterday's program, which included a remembrance of Pennsylvania Congressman John Murtha. Murtha served as a Marine Corps officer before being elected to the House of Representatives in 1974.
William Wright of Chandler, Arizona, called our obituary very informative, but took issue with our wording. We said Murtha won 2 Purple Hearts and the Bronze Star in Vietnam. Wright says U.S. military service is not a contest where personnel win decorations. They are awarded and receive decorations.
Some of you were perturbed by another interview yesterday. I spoke with Calvin Jones of SD. DT Waste and Debris about cleaning up New Orleans' French Quarter after the Saints won the Super Bowl. Christopher Lee of New Orleans sent us this. It wasn't our music or Mardi Gras or Cajun food or the spirit of revival that was the focus of your story, but the trash in our streets? We are so much more than America's bar. Trash indeed.
Dan Hinkle, a Colts fan from Indianapolis, heard something else in that conversation. He writes, Mr. Jones takes pride in surpassing expectations and getting the French Quarter ready for the next day's visitors. His voice suggests a sparkle in the eye, an endless strength of will, precisely what helps us triumph over adversity. God bless Calvin Jones and his beloved New Orleans, and go Colts!
Finally, many of you enjoyed our profile of Mahalia Jackson for our series 50 Great Voices. From Boston, Daphne Germain writes, I sat in my car listening to it, not wanting to miss a note of her singing. I first encountered Mahalia as a student at BU's business school in the early 2000s. I was going through some hard times, and I bought the album on a whim. Music like this that can cleanse a heart of hurt is not so readily available. Thank you for reconnecting me with that moment of healing.
Tell me how.
We always enjoy hearing from you. You can write to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.